Let's wrap up Roger Partridge and do read it. If Auckland, I mean, this is a stunning statistic if you think about it. If Auckland takes the full 8 weeks to work its way through the government's three-step program for Elite Level 3, 1.6 million Kiwis will have endured one of the world's most stringent lockdowns for more than half a year. 7.5 weeks at Levels 3 and 4 in March and April last year, further periods at Level 3 in August of 2020, then again in February and March this year, then Level 3 and 4 since August 18, 20 weeks so far with no end in sight. With a third of the country's population subject to ongoing lockdowns when most of the OECD's been freed, it's getting harder and harder to claim New Zealand's COVID response has been exceptional, you reckon? Two government decisions, he says, bear most of the blame. First, the lack of urgency on the vaccine rollout. We've said that a million times. Secondly, the failure to bolster the healthcare. New Zealand entered the pandemic with only a third of the OECD average number of intensive care beds per capita. Unlike other countries, the government has done nothing over the last 18 months to increase ICU capacity. You and I are paying the price for that ineptitude. That's what it boils down to. They're freaking out. They don't know what to do. You and I are being locked down because of it. And don't, if you're listening to the rest of the country, you're like, ah, oh, who cares about Auckland? You're in level two because Auckland's in level three. You're not going to level one until Auckland's out of level three. It's as simple as that. Every single one of us is in this because of their ineptitude. In contrast, writes Roger, since the onset of the pandemic, New South Wales has increased ICU capacity from about 600 beds to 1,550. Had better decisions been taken last year in these two areas, New Zealanders might now be enjoying the freedoms of countries like Denmark. It's on them.